At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci.
Yeah, just for the record, yeah, we're hearing a lot about Trey Turner and more than Trey Turner. Like, I think the Dodgers will automatically re-sign him. But there was talk about Philadelphia already. I heard, like, Harper are buddies. Him and Harper are buddies. Supposedly he doesn't like the West Coast. He doesn't like L.A. It's too big and this and that and whatever, man. A lot of the cities are big in baseball, but I remember last year he was complaining about the traffic and it took so long to get to the stadium and it was, you know, him and his freaks his wife out. She gets lost and blah, blah, blah. And he's a small town guy and all this type of stuff. So we'll see how that plays out. You know, I just want to say, as far as Aaron Judge is concerned too, I don't think the Cardinals would do it because I'm sort of with George. I think he had a great year, but don't forget, he was a free agent this year, right? Like, he had a great year. It is what it is. He'll never have as good of a year as he had this year, right? And he's not getting any younger. So I just don't think the Cardinals, I think the Cardinals, George, were willing to do it for Soto because Soto's like 25 years old, right? And, you know, the Cards were in the mix for the Soto deal, and they were willing to spend the money. They just couldn't make it work. So I don't know, though I wouldn't totally dismiss the St. Louis Cardinals. They're not adverse to spending money, at least. I will say that. And they like home run hitters, too. They like that stuff.
I kind of, you know, they wouldn't be my top choice. That's still San Fran or Texas. But I kind of like your St. Louis Cardinals. I think it does make some sense. I think they know they could use that pop guy, that number one guy, someone who, you want to say, sell tickets around. Maybe no more Pujols, Molina, Wainwright, right?
That's what I'm saying. They've had McGuire. They had the Pujols stuff. They get a new guy. They're slugging it in the bush. You know what I mean?
I think George might like going to St. Louis.
And he might like it, too, is that sort of stature thing, right, too? McGuire and Pujols, Judge. You know what I'm saying? And it's a traditional franchise. Yeah, it's a traditional. You're not going to a scrub team either from the Yankees. You're going to the Cards. Can't you just picture him in a Cardinal uniform? He'd look good.
he would. I mean, like I said, I didn't think about that, but you've got me thinking. Like, this is... This is not a dark horse. I think they will be one of the teams. I'm not saying they're going to win it. And like you said, I would have written a blank check for Soto because he is much younger than him. My only worry about Judge is the age. You're going to eat it at the end of that contract. It's going to depend on whose baseball department's okay with that. All right, fine. We just want 3-4 good years. We're willing to eat the last 3-4 years of his contract. Because if you give him a 10-year deal, you know he'll be 37 6 years in. So you're going to eat it. You know, we never had a guy this big.
He is going to still hit home runs, though.
Assuming it's not going to be well.
Okay, look, let's say he gets $50 million a year and he regresses to 40 home runs a year. Isn't that still worth it? If the guy hits 40 home runs a year.
Does he still have can he play the outfield still?
He could be a DH, first base,
as it goes on. $50 million a year? You know, you sort of need the whole package here.
I know, but you know what? We're acting like he's breaking down. The guy played hella defense this year. He was running around, diving, making plays.
He's a very good defensive player.
Yeah, he's still an athlete. I don't think he always too. Hold on. Don't like that anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci.
Think you're not
The Carolina Hurricanes lead the Vancouver Canucks right now, 3-2. With about 3 minutes left in this hockey game, it was 3-1. I don't think the third goal should have counted, but it is what it is. Did you see that, George? He kicked it into the net. It was blatant. It was blatant. I was like, there's no way they're going to count this. And they counted it.
I told Matthias before we came on. It was right before we came on that that's not going to be a goal. And it was, like I said, it was an obvious kick in. I don't know why. I said, I have no idea why that counted.
Because
I
think he didn't even pretend. He didn't even pretend not to. Like that's the whole thing. You know, you're allowed, guys. Like if a puck can bounce off your skate into the net, a puck can bounce off your shin pad into the net. You can't direct it into the net. And he did. He turned his leg and his skate. It was like the classic case 101. You steered the puck into the net, bro. Like it wasn't just off your leg incidentally. Like you can see, you can blast it from the point. It goes off someone's skate and it goes into the net. But the ref's discretion. And no. That, like, you kicked it in the net. You're not allowed kicking it in the net. He kicked it in the net. He blatantly kicked it in the net. And I don't understand why the Canucks didn't argue more. That's another thing. I called them gutless at the time. I'm like, how gutless are you guys? Like, somebody, like, say, yo, that's not a goal.
I wonder if they already used their timeout earlier in the game so they couldn't. That's the only thing I can I'm not watching the game close enough to know if they used the timeout earlier. That's the only thing I can think of, because that's an easy. Unless your review man is just sleeping at the wheel here, how do you?
They
not
must have been
that?
Out of timeouts. They had to have been. Because another thing is, too, what I understand is Boudreaux is a pretty emotional guy. And even Boudreaux was pretty docile. He sort of said, oh, what the F? And then he just stared off into space. Right. Anyways, there's 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. I don't know if they can pull this out, but it's getting ugly. The crowd is, like, anxious. The bench, this bench, they, I mean, guys, they're 0-6 right now. I didn't think it would be this much panic early in the season, but there really is. No, George, he just called timeout.
Yeah, he did.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
That theory. He's going to have some explaining to
do. So why wouldn't he, why wouldn't he
by the way, he'd be killed. He would be crushed in the media after this, that this is Aaron Boone.
Like, you can't tell me that wasn't worth an effing challenge before. But I thought every goal was challenged, like a touchdown. That, like, basically it was up to the, like, I thought the head office in New York would say to them in the earpiece, that's not a goal. Aren't they supposed to do that?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. George Gerth kicking with us right now. Patrick Creighton will step up and in from Houston, Texas. A little bit later on, talk World Series, but let's get George Kurtz's take right now on the World Series. So, George, the Houston Astros are minus 190 series favorites. They're looking to become the first team to run the table since the Big Red Machine, man, with the Cincinnati Reds in 1976. They haven't lost a game yet. The Phillies have only lost one game. I've been like, oh, Houston are going to win the World Series for sure.
But I'm not going to lie. Now that it's here for real, I don't just dismiss the Philadelphia Phillies. They are capable of beating the Astros in a seven-game series. The 2-3-2 format, to me, is always very favorable for the road team that starts the series. Now that you've had 24 hours to absorb this, what are you looking at? What do you think of the World Series?
I agree with you about Philadelphia. What a role they're on. I mean, wow. Harper earning every cent of that contract he signed, right? Playing fantastic. Schwarber's hitting bombs here. I mean, they're doing everything right. They're just doing everything right. I'm curious what they're going to do on Friday. Game one is on Friday. It would be Aaron Nola's spot in the rotation. And Aaron Nola's a very good pitcher. But you can go back to Zach Wheeler. He started yesterday. Friday would be normal rotation spot. Now he's not starting early. Be off, 4 days rest. He's starting on his fifth day. Do you go to Wheeler? Do you go to Nola? That's what I'm curious about as far. I think Houston's going to win the series. I think they're the best team in baseball. I think they don't have any obvious weaknesses. You know, that's my issue there. There's no obvious weaknesses on Houston. They're going to go on full rest, obviously. Verlander, Valdez, and whatever they want. I don't know if McCullers will be healthy enough to go three or four again, or Urquidy, or even Javi, who they just ignored, right, against the Yankees. That's how deep they are. Javi didn't even pitch against the Yankees. He needs a good pitcher as well. So no obvious weaknesses there, but I want the Phillies. I'm rooting for the Phillies because, of course, I'm a Yankee fan who hates the Astros. Hell, I'm a baseball fan who hates the Astros. And I want them to go Zach Wheeler. I think Zach Wheeler is the better pitcher. And I want him to go be able to go games one and games five for betting purposes because I wanted to get to game six. Because I'm going to have Houston in game six. And I think the only way that happens is if Wheeler goes game one. If he goes game two, I'm not so sure they get to a game six.
I think it is going to be Wheeler in game one. And for the record, it's interesting because FanDuel right now, if you look, it says TBD Philadelphia and Valdez for the Houston Astros. That's what it says right now in FanDuel. Except that's not what it's going to be.
I haven't heard any announcements.
I know, but are you looking right now? Look, I don't know. Like, I know each FanDuel in different states different. Hey, see that?
Yeah. That would make some sense, by the way, Gabe, because what's Philadelphia's Achilles heel? Lefties, right? You sort of neutralize Harper, you neutralize Schwarber. It does make sense.
But I'm looking at Bet365 right now, and they have Wheeler versus Verlander listed.
So no one knows anything.
That sounds more realistic. Wheeler versus Verlander. But the line is the same either way. Yeah, let's look at a third book. Let's look at a third book right now. I'm going to look at BetMGM.
You're looking at the book. I'm going to look at a site I work for to see what they have, any updates, if anybody said anything here. Because I don't think anything's been announced. We would have heard it. Obviously, there would be a discrepancy here with the two books if anything had been announced. I think that
no, there hasn't been an official announcement. Yeah, I saw last night after tentative, it said Nola versus Verlander at the press conference last night.
Because that's who's up next in the rotations.
Yeah. So let's see what BetMGM's got listed.
Yeah, there's been no news. No one is.
They've got the odds up, but with no pitcher.
Well, so they're being honest. They're being honest. They don't know. Nobody knows. And I don't know if they're going to tell you until Wednesday at the earliest. You know, I don't know when the media.
I'm saying it's Wheeler Verlander.
I think it's going to be Wheeler Verlander. That's what I would do. Now, I'm going with Verlander. He's still a god at his age. And Wheeler, in my mind, is the best pitcher for the Phillies. He's been fantastic this postseason. And Nola did not pitch well in game two versus San Diego. He got beat up there. I think he went four innings. So I'm going Wheeler Verlander, and I think that's the best chance for the Phillies.
Now, so you're sticking to your guns. I already have a future in on the Houston Astros. I took them when they were plus 350, too. So I did get a decent number, and you could argue that I could actually hedge right now, and I could and still make a profit, but that's not my style. We say hedging is for gardeners or Edward Scissorhands, and I'm not a fan of that movie. So
never saw it.
That's a weird movie. I never saw the whole thing. It's too weird. I wouldn't expect you to have seen it. There's a lot of things.
I've seen most movies from that generation. I have the DVD. My wife has the DVD.
What, Edward Scissorhands?
Actually, it's in the collection there, but no desire to watch.
I like to ask you, like, there's a long, yeah, Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp, he making me cry. And Edward Scissorhands. Yeah, like I said, I'm not surprised. You ever seen it?
But I have like 700 DVDs. I mean, I've seen a lot of flicks, but nothing lately. That's the problem. Nothing the last 10, 15 years, other than DC and the Star Wars stuff.
Are you a big Star Wars fan?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely a big. I'm that guy who's watched everything, including the animation Clone Wars and Rebel Wars and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm big on Star Wars.
Too confusing. There's too many of these things.
You got to watch them in order. It'll take about 3 years. Just watch them in order.
Is there a new Star Wars movie coming out? I think there is, isn't there?
Yeah, but they won't announce when. Apparently, there was supposed to be something in December of this year, or was December of next year. They got pushed off now, so they don't know when. And I think they're making another one. They announced today that some director, who I don't know offhand, is getting involved. He's made one or two other Star Wars as well, is getting involved to make another. But they're not announcing anything of what it's about, what's going to be about. The Skywalker stuff is over.
Yeah, that's the thing. For me, it's kind of done. And, I don't have a problem with it. New kids get to see it and all that. So I'm not going to be, why are they making it? But I'm out. You know what I mean? I'm a Darth Vader guy. To me, that was the first three are the best, right? The first three. The first one. Revenge of the Empire. What's the second one called?
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, that's the best one. I like when the Empire Strikes Back. Revenge of the Empire. Yeah, whatever. All right, so.
That works too, actually.
Yeah, same sort of theme, right? Yeah, I was close enough. I'm trying to get us back to the baseball. I was looking at the odds, so I'm sort of like Revenge of the Empire, whatever. I remember it was Return of the Jedi. Yeah, The Empire Strikes Back. All right, so I think, listen, the Phillies are a dangerous baseball team. It's very important for Houston not to lose at home. They've got to, I'm not going to say they need to win both games. If they get the split, I think Houston are capable of taking two or three in Philadelphia after, so they won't panic. But at the same point in time, it would really, really make things easier and better off for them. They take the first two, and then they go back to Philadelphia, and they got to deal with the 2-3-2 thing. We just saw San Diego didn't make it back to the West Coast, right? So Houston have to be very careful with this. How do you think it plays out? My prediction, I said it last night, and I'm not going to abandon it. I'm saying that the Astros win in six.
Yeah, that's what I have as well. Astros in six. Assuming Wheeler goes game one. If he doesn't go game one, I think it's Astros in five. I don't think Wheeler will get that second start there. And listen, I can't say enough. I'm rooting for Philadelphia. I do think playing in Philly could be very interesting, but the Astros don't care. They just don't care about what happens on the road. Come on, all the Yankee fans yelling F. Altuve left and right. They hate everybody. That doesn't faze them a bit. They still dominate the Yankees at home. I don't see it being in Philadelphia being any different. And the weather, they played in terrible weather in New York. They won't, same weather in Philadelphia. That's not going to bother them. So I'm rooting for the Phillies wholeheartedly with my heart. But my money is going to be on the Astros.
I'm not going to lose sleep. Like, I don't like hate the Philadelphia Phillies or anything like that, but I actually am pulling for Houston. Number one, I have money on them, which is a good reason. And I'm a Dusty Baker fan, so I've got no beef if Philadelphia wins, but I'm not like you that I hate Houston or anything like that. Listen, I'm a Dodger fan. I could say about all that stuff, but I think it was all overblown anyways. You think I'm dead? That whole Astro story.
Everybody cheats.
We'll get George's.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
MVP, World Series MVP. We'll talk NFL on the other side. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Son of a bitch, no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things.
You think you know, but you don't. You say you will, but you won't. You think you win, but you won't.
All right, the NFL standings aren't the only thing that are whacked out right now. The Portland Trailblazers are now 4-0. They just beat the Denver Nuggets 135-110. What the hell's going on in this world? The Bears just pasted the Patriots tonight. George Kurtz kicking with us. We got the World Series. Patrick Creighton's going to step up and in and join us. ESPN Radio, Houston, Texas. We'll talk World Series with Patrick a little bit later on. We'll move into some football in a second here. But as far as the World Series is concerned, MVP, George, and we can also – so you're saying – I said six games. You're saying six games as well? Six games, Astros in six?
I am, yep. That's what I think is going to happen.
Right, so Astros in six specifically, pace, plus 350. And I actually also believe, and I know it's a little bit bold, but I think the Astros in five at plus 400 could be worth a look. So you get the Astros in four, you get the Astros in five. I don't think it's going to go seven. I doubt it goes seven, so... You know, listen, if it, you know, you win if it goes to a five or six. As I mentioned, nobody has swept since the Cincinnati Reds. So we're going back a ways here, and that was one of the best baseball teams ever, George. You know, you don't think they're going to sweep, obviously, if you're saying in six. What do you think the chances are of a Houston Astros sweep?
Obviously, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked because if they can get through the first two, once again, if they beat Nola and Wheeler, well, then you get the underbelly here. Not the greatest starting pitching. Well, you still have good starting pitching, right? You'll still get McCullers, who, granted, was not good yesterday, but maybe that's because he had the elbow injury, right? He had the cut on his elbow from getting hit by a champagne bottle during a celebration. Can't make this stuff up. And then I don't know if they're going to go with Javier or Urquidy as the other starter there. But still, it'll be better than what Philadelphia can have here, especially if they can get to that bullpen. So I wouldn't be shocked. I love your idea of going with five or six. Take the plus 400 because I think that's what's going to – I don't see it going seven either. I don't think it'll be a sweep. I don't think it's going to go seven. I have six, but five I think is another good bet.
Yeah, five is plus 400. Six is plus 350. You could cash both. We already have – the Houston Astros to win the World Series at plus 350 as well. Even though I'm a Dodger fan and I had Dodger futures, I always knew, I was like, well, if it's not the Dodgers, it'll be the Houston Astros. So if the Dodgers get knocked out, at least I can still get some money back after I lose my Dodger money. And I'm still up on the Dodgers on the year. But now we are in on the Astros, and I want to figure out a way, instead of hedging, how we can make more. All right, so... You know, they got some interesting props. A player to hit the most home runs in the World Series. Alvarez plus 340. Schwarber's plus 360. Harper is 5-1. But let's get into the MVP. My pick for MVP, I'm going to ride the wave with the kid, actually, here. He's the hottest one. The two guys that I'll say, I'm going to say Yordan Alvarez at plus 650 because I think he could hit a couple of big-time home runs, even though he's been struggling as of late. I think he's on a 2-for-19 run right now. But Jeremy Pena is 18-1. I know it's tough to win the championship MVP and then the World Series MVP, but he is hot, and at 18-1, it's good numbers. Who do you have to win the MVP?
Yeah, I think Alvarez is, once again, a good bet. I guess the chalk there. I think a guy that I kind of like here, I'm going with left-handers here because of the Philadelphia starting pitching. How about Kyle Tucker? You know, get a little price on Tucker there. Maybe he does some damage. The Yankees kept Alvarez in check. I don't know if Philadelphia could do the same, but I think Tucker could be a nice, let's say if you want more bang for your buck. If you believe it's going to go six, and this has to go six for this to come through, depending on the pitching rotation is the way I think it's going to be, how about Framber Valdez? Two good starts here. He's a lefty, so he should be able to neutralize Harper, should be able to neutralize Schwarber. I kind of like that. And he's a great pitcher anyway. But I kind of like Valdez as well, but he's a little chancy because if they win it in five, he only gets one start, and you're not getting the MVP for one start, then you bet over Verlander.
George Kurtz kicking with us. I am Gable Morency. So, George, the Bears beat the Patriots tonight 33-14. They both have the same records right now at 3-4. And, you know, the NFL standings, we'll get to the NBA standings a little bit later on, guys, but the NFL standings are just twisted right now. There's a lot of bad football teams that are really in the mix. You know, you look, the Atlanta Falcons are in a first-place tie with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. As disastrous as the Carolina Panthers have been, they're one game out of first place. They're 2-5 and one game out of first place because 3-4 is actually first place. And the Panthers are 2-0 in the division, George. And then now they're playing Atlanta. It's actually suddenly a big game, as stupid as that sounds. You look at the Chicago Bears. The Bears have the same record as the Green Bay Packers do right now. The Seattle Seahawks are in first place in the NFC West. And the New England Patriots are the worst team in the AFC East. They've got the worst record in the AFC East. Like I said, man, they, you know, the world has turned upside down, except some things remain the same. Jacksonville suck and Houston still sucks. So some things don't change. And oh yeah, the Denver Broncos are 2-5. So whacked out standings in the league this year.
Oh, to say the least. There are only five teams in the NFC with a better than 500 record, and three of them play in the NFC East. Yeah, who saw that coming? All right, the Washington Commanders are a half game out of a playoff spot. I agree, they're tied with seven other teams, but they're only a half game out of a playoff spot. I mean, who saw
that's
that
crazy.
Coming?
All those teams that are 3-4, you're right, are one game out of the playoffs, like the Bears now.
It's whacked. It's absolutely whacked what's going on. Parity, you want to call it that, I guess the NFL, and the NFL loves their parity, so they get that. But, yeah, it's strange. I certainly did not see the Bears waxing the Patriots tonight. Didn't have that at all. You know, and, you know, this Sunday, though, we get the England game, right? And that's Broncos and Jacksonville. Oh, yeah, can't wait to wake up for that. And the night should end with a bang, right? To see how many points Buffalo could put up on Green Bay. You see that interview with Aaron Rodgers today? Found that very interesting, Gabe. Yeah, we'll see where we stand. Or I forget the exact words he used, but I think he was talking about that was a note to management. We're going to find out how far behind we are the best team when we get waxed by 28 points.
Yeah, but I also saw him say sarcastically that nobody's going to give him a chance, and we're going to get killed there. And all that. Right. Either way, there's weird stuff going on in Green Bay. And Buffalo's not the ideal place to go play when you have problems. Buffalo have dismantled teams. So as George mentioned, absolutely brutal matchup in London. The Denver Broncos and the Jags. At least somebody's going to be 3-5 after this. So,
you sure?
I think the Jags will beat them. To be honest, right. I think the Jags will beat them.
I think Wilson will play, so I guess that's good. It has to be. Brett Rippon's terrible. I think Wilson will return, but yeah, I think the Jags are the better team. You can make an argument the Jags probably should have beat the Giants yesterday, but I don't know if the Giants find a way to win or if the Jags find a way to lose. Right now, I'll go with the Giants. They seem to find a way to win all these games here. Listen, the Jaguars are somewhat interesting. I mean, Etienne now going to be the full-time running back there with Robinson trade to the Jets earlier tonight. So, he's a good player. Lawrence... he's something. I still don't know if he's worth that number one pick yet, but I think they're on the up. I don't even know if I can say the upswing, but at least they're not what they were last year. How about that?
What do you think of Matt Ryan being benched for Sam Ehlinger?
Weird, right? Weird. Now he has an injury as well, so I'm not surprised he got benched because of the injury. But they already come out and said, "Hey, it's the rest of the season." Yeah, we're going to go.
Yeah, which is really throwing him under the bus. Like, they could have just said nothing. They said, just for the record, not the injury. We would have made the move anyways, which is throwing him under the bus.
Yeah, but isn't that strange of Reich, too? Because,
yes.
Hey, you keep going with these quarterbacks, buddy. Are you the next person to be fired? And that's why, first thing, I can't
not to mention,
keep going with these quarterbacks.
It was only 7 weeks ago you were praising the hell out of this guy.
Yeah, right? And you know, of course, you liked Wentz last year, too. You keep bringing in these guys. And I think my biggest question about Indianapolis is, what the hell happened to Jonathan Taylor? This guy was all world last year, and he can't – is the offensive line that bad? Is it yes. that bad? They couldn't protect Ryan, right? And now they can't open any running lanes for Jonathan Taylor. It's just a mess in Indianapolis.
And it might help with a more mobile and younger quarterback. I can understand that thought process right there. So the Indianapolis Colts, as it is now, they're three-point favorites over the visiting Washington Commanders, who actually have a two-game win streak going right now. They got Heinicke at quarterback getting three. Interesting matchup right there. Now, what do you think? The Chicago Bears, they look good tonight. They look good tonight against New England. They get your Dallas Cowboys up next, George.
Yeah, I don't like when the NFL does this. When you play a road Monday night game, and then you have to go play on the road the next Sunday. I don't think that's fair. I think it's something that needs to be fixed here. Probably also needs to be fixed, by the way. You know, the Rams had a bye week this week, and you play an important division game coming off a bye against San Fran at home. Why did the screw teams over here? I don't like the way the NFL does their scheduling at all here. As to your question, listen, the Bears, I think they played their Super Bowl tonight. I think they got kind of lucky tonight, too. They fumbled five times and recovered all five. Damn. All right. I want to know what the record is for most fumbles in a game.
Yeah, you know, it's a little deceptive, though, because a few of them were Justin Herbert just fumbling in front of them, the snap and stuff. But I know what you mean. There were a lot of loose balls that they fell on.
You're right. It is. It lies.
Yeah, but he always got a first down. It happened like three times where he fumbled the snap and he'd end up running for a first down after.
I think the Cowboys take care of business on Sunday. I do. I think Dak will be better. They'll run the ball well, and I think I don't even know Chicago will get a double-digit point. Now, that Dallas defense is legit.
All right, George Kurtz, all confident about the Cowboys suddenly. That's when you get burnt. That's when they burn you. Thanks, George.
Anytime. Have a great week.
This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topic.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
In sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I was hoping you and your friends could tell me something about baseball strategy.
The only thing I know about strategy is that whatever the manager does, it's wrong. Unless it works, in which case he's a button pusher.
The Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency.
Thanks to Mo Sizlak. Mo is never wrong. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, wherever you may be this evening, joining us on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Thanks to George Kurtz for kicking with us. We got Patrick Creighton from ESPN Radio Houston stepping up and in and joining us a little bit later on. We'll get back to the World Series. Just looking at the NFL right now. And as we were discussing, the NFL standings are very interesting. And this past week, you know, it was a strange week in the National Football League, week seven. This week, we have a lot of interesting matchups in which the season is going to start to take shape a little bit whether we believe these teams are good or not. You know, we're hitting the halfway point of the season, essentially. It used to be week eight. So what do you want to, what's the halfway point of the season now? Halftime of week eight? Eight and a half? You know what I'm saying? Halftime of week eight? Remember, Bill Parcells said, you are what your record says you are. I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, the standings are kind of whacked right now. Everybody's sort of still in the mix, no matter how bad they are. Like, Carolina are one game out of the playoffs right now. As crazy as that is. The New York Jets would be in the playoffs if the playoffs started today. The Bears are suddenly, like, not out of the picture. I mean, the Bears have the same record as the Green Bay Packers do. And the Packers are playing the Buffalo Bills this week. Let's check in. Let's check in quickly with the standings, and then you know, I mean, we all know what the standings are, but it's kind of, you know, it blows your mind actually when you look at this stuff, and you're like, what year is this? Are you sure it's 2022? Honestly, you look at the standings. To me, it almost this is almost like it's 25 years ago or something like that again. You know, the Buffalo Bills and the Jets, and the Dolphins, the Patriots suck again. So that division, I just want to do this for division odds sake, basically. We know the Bills are going to win. You know, I was going to say we know the Bills are going to win a division. I don't know. The New York, like I said, as crazy as these standings are, to put it in perspective, the Buffalo Bills are only one game up. They're only one game up on the, technically a half game. They're technically a half game up right now, but one loss up on the New York Jets. Think about that. Think about that. Like, if the Bills win and the Jets keep winning when they play each other, they'll be playing for first place. You know, if that's not, you know, if you, really? Really? Like, that's, you know, that's pretty crazy. All right, so the Bills are 5-1. The Jets are actually 5-2. The Dolphins are now 4-3, and the Patriots are 3-4. The Baltimore Ravens are 4-3, and the Bengals are 4-3. Cleveland and Pittsburgh blow. So it's basically a two-team race here. So we'll get the odds and as far as the AFC North is concerned. The AFC South, you got the Tennessee Titans at 4-2. And the Titans aren't great, but they're clearly the best team in this division right now. The Indianapolis Colts make the quarterback change. They're 3-3-1. The Jags are 2-5. They're done. And the Houston Texans 1-4-1. They're done. The Kansas City Chiefs are 5-2. And this is what's also strange. That somehow, like, as good as the Chiefs, it feels that the Chiefs are, that they're only one game up on the Chargers, who it feels like they're terrible. And, you know, don't kid yourself. The Chargers are 4-3. Their point differential is minus 25. The Chargers are just a mediocre football team. They're an average football team. They can't beat good teams, and they struggle to beat bad teams. That's the Chargers. The Chiefs are going to win this division. We pounded this a couple of weeks ago, though. The Raiders are looking to salvage their season, and they still could, actually, the Raiders. If the Raiders can just chip away and get back to 500, you know what I mean? If you're 5-5, 17 games is a long season. A lot of, you know, there's still a lot of football left, right? Like, yeah, 2-4, there's a big difference between 2-4 and 5-5. It's got to go on a little bit of a run, and then suddenly you're right there. And look, there's not a ton of teams that are running away with anything anyways. So the Raiders aren't completely out of the mix, but they don't have a lot of room for error. The Denver Broncos season is done. They're 2-5. They're done. They're on a four-game losing streak. They're getting worse on a weekly basis. Everybody in that room knows that they're going to have to fire their coach. The NFC East is wild stuff right now. If you look at the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles are on a six-game win streak. They're 6-0. They haven't lost. The New York Giants are 6-1 on the season. They're on a four-game win streak. Cowboys are on a game win streak, and the Commanders are on a two-game win streak. The NFC East is actually an NFC beast right now. The Minnesota Vikings 5-1, the Packers 3-4, the Bears 3-4, the Lions 1-5. The Lions are a disaster. When you look at this division, we do have money. We did get in on the Vikings before the season started at plus 250, and it is looking very good right now. I think they are going to be able to pull this off. Look, the Packers are going to lose to the Bills this week. They're going to be 3-5. Minnesota already beat Green Bay. They're 5-1 right now. Minnesota really are in control of this division, and it would be pretty hard for them to screw this up. Considering the way the Packers are playing, the Lions suck, and the Bears are better, but this really is the Vikings division to lose right now. The NFC South, this is the train wreck of all divisions. Tampa Bay and Atlanta are tied for first, but Tampa Bay beat them. So they actually are the first place team. They're 3-4. Atlanta are 3-4. And as disastrous as Carolina and New Orleans are at 2-5, that's only one game out of first place. Right? As bad as 2-5 is, well, 3-4 is only one game better. The NFC West, the Seattle Seahawks are favorite. Right now, they're on the top of the they're on the top of the board here at 4-3, which is pretty crazy because you know a lot of people thought, including myself, that the Seahawks potentially could be one of the worst teams in the National Football League this year. And right now, the Seahawks, they still pay plus 550. San Francisco, now that they got McCaffrey, are plus 130. The Rams, plus 160. The Seahawks plus 550, and the Arizona Cardinals, you can't just dismiss. The Cardinals are a different team with DeAndre Hopkins. They're plus 750 right now. Despite the Buccaneers' ineptness, they're listed as minus 230 favorites right now at FanDuel to win a division. The Falcons are plus 390. The Saints are plus 750. And the Panthers are 20-1. As bad as the Buccaneers are any of these other teams good enough to start to win enough football games to pass the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Look, Atlanta and Carolina are playing each other. So that's actually pretty big. That's why it's a big game in the sense that, you know, someone's winning the game, right? So if it's Atlanta, that gets them to 4. And listen, there's a distinct possibility that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lose to the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night. And in fact, I think that they will. I think that they will. And there's a distinct possibility that the Atlanta Falcons beat the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. And then the Atlanta Falcons would be in first place. As crazy as this is at week 8. Like I told you, this stuff is whack, man. So yeah, Tampa's the favorite right now, minus 230. Look, I'm already in on San Francisco to win the division at plus 180. I think the Rams do have problems for real. I think the Rams can beat bad teams, but they can't beat good teams. And we know they've only beaten San Francisco once. They beat them in a conference championship game. They've lost 7 of the last 8 times that they played. They're playing this week again. Can Seattle really pull this off? I'd like more than plus 550, but they are in first place right now. And like I said, I wouldn't just dismiss Arizona. They're plus 750. Minnesota are minus 550 right now. If you think Minnesota are going to collapse and Green Bay can come back and win that division, they're paying plus 500 right now. The Bears are 37-1, and the Lions are 50-1. The Lions should be like 1,000,000-1, and it wouldn't matter. The Philadelphia Eagles are minus 360. The Dallas Cowboys are plus 470. The Giants are plus 750. And there's not a lot of love for the Commanders at 150-1 right now, which is pretty crazy. It's a pretty big number for this team, but they're obviously not going to win a division. I guess the question is, how good are the Philadelphia Eagles? The Kansas City Chiefs, if you guys remember, I told you to slam the Chiefs like 3 weeks ago. I said, man, we should have just hit this before the season started. We didn't, but it's still time to get in. And I think I got minus 135, 140 type thing. Maybe it was 150, but it wasn't that high. It was in the 135, 140 range on the Chiefs to win a division. And I remember saying, this is as low as it's going to be, guys. They're going to win this week, and it's going to be a crazy number. And now it's all the way up to 410 right now. Chargers are plus 450. The Raiders are 22-1, and the Broncos are 50-1. It's too late to get in on that. The Chiefs are going to win a division. So the divisions that are up for grabs here, Tennessee are minus 150. Indianapolis are plus 200. Jacksonville are 5-1, and the Texans are 37-1. The Colts make the quarterback change. It probably will help them only because you have a younger quarterback that can actually run around a little bit when things like fall apart. And the fact of the matter is a lot of NFL plays fall apart in the modern era with the speed of the defensive line and the blitzes and all this type of stuff. And Matt Ryan is just, you know what I mean? He doesn't process. It's just too slow. The ball comes out too slow. The delivery is slow. The ball, the velocity is slow. If the play breaks down, you're completely screwed. That's the problem with Matt Stafford, right? Like Matt Ryan and Stafford are very similar. if you give them a ton of time, you know what I mean, they'll complete a pass for you. But the second that you get in their face and you cause problems, there's going to be a problem. Eli Manning was the same thing. These sort of old school quarterbacks that are drop back quarterbacks, they're a problem when they get old. Tom Brady right now, Tom Brady's getting murdered. You ever seen Tom Brady get hit and get sacked as much as he is? He can't get rid of the ball. They're getting to him quick. So it actually might help the Colts, but I don't think it's like, oh, yeah, Ellinger could come in and just, like, you know, save the day and lead them to a division title. I would argue that there's value on the Titans. I actually like the Colts to win this division, too, but I was wrong. Baltimore. So, yeah, Tennessee are minus 150 right now. And let's not forget. So, Tennessee are 4-2. Indianapolis are 3-3-1. And let us not forget that Tennessee have beaten Indianapolis twice this year. So, they really have the tiebreaker. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Indianapolis will need to finish with a better record than the Tennessee Titans. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Tennessee Titans are the play here to win a division at minus 150. I think it's a fair price. It's not like a crazy number or anything like that. AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens are minus 160. The Bengals are plus 170. The Browns are 16-1. The Steelers are 34-1. I think you can make an argument that the Bengals present value at plus 170. Listen, the Ravens beat the Browns this past weekend, but the Ravens are a flawed football team. They have a very, every game they play is close. So they have a very hard time hanging on to leads. They blow leads. They let teams back into the game. If they're playing from behind, it's a problem. Like, they do have a lot of flaws. I think Cincinnati are ultimately a better football team right now. It's a big game for Baltimore. Like, say what you will, it's kind of a train wreck, Baltimore and Tampa, but it's an interesting train wreck, at least this one. Like, Baltimore could really bury Tampa here, or are Baltimore just mediocre as well? The Late Night Anger Management Class.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Late Night Anger Management Class, quickest 108 minutes in sports talk radio continues. Taking a look at the NFL divisional odds right now. So the Baltimore Ravens are minus 160. Big showdown with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday. It's almost a bigger game. Listen, it's a big game for both teams. It's a big game for Tampa's confidence and psyche. These guys are imploding right now before our eyes. And the Baltimore Ravens, a big game for them because Cincinnati are getting back on track right now. And it's a winnable football game on the road for the Baltimore Ravens. This is an intriguing week of football. Last week in the NFL, it wasn't a good card. Let's just call it out for what it is, right? It wasn't the best card. There wasn't very many big-time games or anything like that. The Thursday nighter actually doesn't suck. We got Baltimore and Tampa Bay. Baltimore are 1.5-point favorites right now. The total is 45.5. We've got a game in London. This one does suck. Denver and Jacksonville. Yeah, we're on the West Coast, and this is not a game that I will be desperately, like the Giants and the Packers, that one I was like, oh God, set the alarm, right? I set the alarm on the phone. All right, I'm going to wake up and watch the Giants and the Packers play. I'm not going to lie. The Broncos and the Jags, when I get up, I get up. Like, I'll see the second half of this game. Got the Raiders and the Saints. Like I said, the Raiders can get back on track, and so can the Saints. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of sort of like games this week that teams can get back on track and get back in things. As you know, as bad as the Saints appear, their record and stuff, they are one game out of first place in their division as well, right? And the Raiders, considering the way the season started for the Raiders, if they can like just chip away and get back to 3-4 and then 4-4, a lot of football left after that, another 9 games. We talked about the Falcons and the Panthers. The Falcons are 4.5-point favorites over the Panthers right now. It's 41.5. The Eagles' schedule is like, man, it's soft. But you can only, play who you play. Bring it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.